Methods and techniques of anesthetic administration. As we talked about, you're wanting the optimal balanced anesthesia, and that is what's referred to as a balanced anesthesia. And you have to have all of these things that I'm getting ready to list for you in order for that to happen. One is the hypnosis, which is an altered state of consciousness. One is the actual anesthesia, which is freedom from pain. And amnesia, which is a lack of recall of what's going on. Muscle relaxation, which is the actual paralysis of the actual muscles. Patient positioning and continued hemostasis of vital functions. We have to have all of those in order for to have an optimal balanced anesthesia. There's two ways to administer general anesthesia. One is the inhalation agents, which are the gases, and the other one is your injectable agents, which are normally injected IV. We also talked about the ASA physical status classification. Remember, we said there were six classifications. You've got class one, which is a patient without organic, physiological, biochemical, or psychiatric disturbances. You have two, a patient with mild to moderate systemic disease disturbance, controlled hypertension, history of asthma, anemia, a smoker, diabetic, mild obesity. If it's a child that's the age of less than one, or a geriatric patient that is greater than 70, then they automatically fall in class two. Class three is your patient with severe systemic disturbances, such as angina, post-myocardial infarction, which is a past heart attack, poorly controlled hypertension, systematic respiratory disease, or massive obesity. Class 4 is your patient that has severe systemic diseases, disorders that are life-threatening. This is unstable chest pain or angina, congestive heart failure, debilitating respiratory disease, hepatorenal failure. Class 5 is a patient that is near death and is not expected to survive with or without the surgical procedure. And class 6 is your organ procurement patients, a brain dead patient that is on life support. Remember, we always put the modifier of E right behind the number if this is an emergency situation.